From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad to have you today. Hopefully you are having your tremendous day. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, do so at Bill underscore Michaels, at Bill underscore Michaels, at Radio Joe Sports. You can track him down over there. You can also find us on the Facebook fan page. You can find us on the website, obviously. Our website is always a good place to go, and that is simply BillMichaelsSports.com. That's Bill Michaels. Sports.com. Find us over there. So we'll get into the Packers stuff today. Oh, by the way, and I mentioned this yesterday, and I never went back to it, so shame on me. And I had a couple people that tweeted me, and one buddy texted me and said, what the hell are you talking about? I'm going to do this now. I was texting a friend of mine who is close with Cleveland. And we got, you know, just kind of, hey, how you doing? Happy holidays. Hope your family's good. You too. And I said, jokingly, I said, so is the moving vans pulling in yet with Mike McCarthy stuff? And he texted back, hopefully soon. And I said, wait a minute, are you kidding me? And he said, we're banging the drum. We think that he could do wonders with Baker Mayfield, a guy that is very open to coaching, blah, blah, blah. But the exact text was, banging the drum right now, we are looking forward to MM being in Cleveland. Now, we all know Bruce Arians has been stumping for that job. Okay, so I'm not saying Mike's got it, but that was something we all assumed might happen, that he might get the interview over there. But I don't look, I don't think Mike McCarthy's going to be out of work for any length of time. Another friend of mine said, well, wait a minute, Cincinnati's going to be open, Marvin Lewis is eventually going to be fired here. And I said, well, first of all, I'll believe it when I see it. And secondly, Mike McCarthy's going to demand more than, you know, a million or two a year. I mean, he's coming into that situation where you haven't won a playoff game. And he's going to be working with Andy Dalton, and he's got some weaponry there. He's got decent defense, but he's got some weaponry there. You add a couple of good drafts, and you're good to go. But I can't imagine. Now, Mike would have a say in player personnel. Because in Cincinnati, I don't know if you know this, they don't have any scouts. They've got a couple scouts, but they don't have a general manager. They have Mike Brown, who's 82, his daughter, Katie, who is the legal counsel, and then there's Marvin Lewis. And Mike Brown calls it the three-headed monster of a GM. Yeah, it's been a monster, all right. So I don't think he's going to end up in Cincinnati, but the way I understand it, he would love to go to that AFC North and play against his hometown Pittsburgh Steelers. Unless, of course, he got the Pittsburgh Steelers job, but I don't think Mike Tomlin's going anywhere. He's done a fantastic job with that team this year with all the controversy even surrounding Le'Veon Bell. So I don't think he's going anywhere. But I think McCarthy would love that type of team. He would love Cleveland, a blue-collar town. He would love Cincinnati, a blue-collar German heritage, beer-drinking, a lot like the state of Wisconsin. That kind of town. That's his kind of town. So we'll see.
So can I put that out on Twitter for the world to see?
Put it out.
That in the text message, they are banging the drum
Banging the drum. Okay. Banging the drum for Mike McCarthy.
Like that.
There you go.
Right.
Banging the drum for Mike McCarthy, and he would work wonders with Baker Mayfield.
Work wonders.
Work wonders with Baker Mayfield.
Wonders.
So we'll see. We'll see what
Baker
happens.
Mayfield. Let's see if anyone picks that up.
So that was the text from the other day, and I wanted to get that out. And I apologize for kind of teasing it yesterday, and I never did anything with it. There you go. So we got a good day today. Really good day today. Looking forward to it. We're going to talk some Bucks basketball. We'll talk about also one of the guys, and we mentioned this at the end of the show yesterday, one of the guys that has gone through And I got to tell you here, I've got a bias. So it's hard for me to be 100% completely objective. But in the reality of what it is, Mason Crosby has missed more than a few kicks this year. Has never blamed the process. Has just said, we got to get better. I got to get better. Aaron Rodgers has defended him. Marquez Valdes-Scantling defended him. But we've seen this before where Mason Crosby will go through a year in which it's an off year for him. You know, it wasn't that long ago. It was about 3-4 years ago that maybe a little bit longer, but he had just an awful year. It was like a golfer that just lost his swing. It was just bad. Everything was shanking. Everything was flying all over the place. And then the next year he got it back. And for years, he had been one of the best kickers in the National Football League. He's good from 50 in. Been consistent from 50 in. Okay? 55 or more has always been tricky. But 50 in, the man was damn near money. He was Adam Vinatieri type of money. Okay? I am not throwing Mason out with the bathwater just yet. So I think there's going to be competition in camp. But I'm not ready to just say, kind of ditch him. But I mean, he's missed kicks. He missed kicks in Detroit. You bring those kicks back, they win that game. You bring that kick back this past weekend, you tie that game up, you know, you don't know what happens after that. You go on and get a win, who knows? It could change the course of history. Mike McCarthy probably not fired. You know, I mean, you don't see Winston Moss in that tweet, that outburst. Who knows? Maybe they go on a run after that. They get that last second win, and all of a sudden it takes off. So I don't know, but he's missed some kicks this year. So we'll talk about your satisfaction with Mason Crosby, or do you feel it's time to go in a different direction? And then here at the bottom of the hour, it's going to be him, baby! Dickie V, Dick Vitale, the Hall of Fame sportscaster, ESPN college basketball analyst. We're going to talk with him. We'll talk some Badgers. We'll talk some Marquette. We'll talk college hoops in general. And we'll get kind of his take. He's got a book out as well. So we've got that coming up. David Stearns admits the Scope trade was a bad deal. We'll talk some baseball. We got Jeff Gard, UW-Platteville men's basketball head coach, going to be joining us. And you know the name. Jim Polzina, the Wisconsin State Journal, Madison.com, going to be here. Chris Raybon, the senior NFL analyst for the Action Network, going to be talking some betting. Paul Charchian, it's a Fantasy Football Thursday. Got all of that coming up today. So there you have it. Bucks get a win last night without Middleton. And the way that game ended, boy, you had a lot of guys that don't normally play ending that game last night. But you get a win. Win's a win, man, right? Get a win last night. Take it. Run with it. We talked about it. You don't care how you get it. You got a stretch coming up in which you're going to need to get some wins. And you've got three games specifically, but over this five-game period, you got to roll off, say, at least 3 out of 5. 4 out of 5 would be wonderful. 5 out of 5 would be crazy. But tell me about the game last night. Thoughts? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Bucks get a nice win. I'll take it. I don't care how they get it. Detroit's a good basketball team. They beat Detroit last night. I'd take that last night. Also, this portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by our good friends at Cousin Subs. Get the $25 gift card. Go in and get it, because then you get a 7.5-inch sub for free on Cousins just for coming in, buying the gift card. So sit back, relax, take it easy, because you just bought somebody a stocking stuffer, and you get to eat along the way. That's a good day right there. I don't care who you are. That's our good friends at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. So the Bucks get the win last night, and let's just call it the start, if you will. I mean, I'm not going to say it's the start of something spectacular, but it's the start of this five-game, six-game stretch, even if you want to get into it. They got Cleveland in there twice, so it's not like it's this juggernaut. But you've got a big one coming up on Friday night. At the Fiserv Forum, here comes Golden State. You got Toronto on the docket. Now, you're talking two of the top teams in basketball. If you beat both of them, you not only will have swept the season series with Golden State, but you will then have beaten twice Toronto, a team that you're going to be vying with for one of the top spots in the East. And you've kind of asserted yourself as, you know, again, you beat a good Detroit team. You would then have beaten two really good teams. And where you don't want to stumble is then turning it back around and going, okay, we're going to fall to the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is where, if you've learned anything throughout this portion of the season, It's how to stack success. And if you're capable of doing so, you're not overlooking Cleveland. Even though Cleveland's the second game of a back-to-back and some travel time, you're not overlooking Cleveland. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. And I want to get back into this too, but Mason Crosby, he's going to be our guest coming up at the Lodge Kohler kickoff on Monday night. He's going to be at Tavern in the Sky. We want to see you there. Come on out. It should be a good one. But with Mason Crosby, with some of the kicks that he's missed, are you now questioning his viability and his long-term with the team? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I want to hear from you. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back! Bill Michaels Show on the air. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way, talking about Mason Crosby, talking about this Bucks basketball team. Bucks get a win last night. Hopefully the first of many in this stretch. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Chat about that. The other thing that we brought up is Mason Crosby has not been terrific by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, look, again, for full disclosure, I really like Mason. Yeah, always been a stand-up guy, always been willing to come on and talk, you know, that kind of thing. So I've always had a lot of respect for him and what he does. And the fact that he did have a year that he struggled, and Mike McCarthy showed a lot of faith in him by keeping him. You know, I mean, he just did. So when it came to the kicking game, he had a year in which he just struggled terribly and then turned it around. Came back and was one of the best players in the game as far as kickers go, and was really, really good and has been good for quite some time. So he has missed 7 field goals this season. He is at 75.9%. His longest this year has been a 53-yarder. Now, I'm going to go back here because he was 19 of 15 last year. 15 of 19 last year, missed 4. 26 of 30 in 2016. 24 of 28 in 2015. And it was 2012 where it was just bad. 21 of 33, missed 12 field goals. His lowest percentage of his career, 63.6%. Since then, he has been damn near money. 89.2% in 2013 when he was 33 of 37. 2014, 27 of 33, 81%, took a bit of a dip. 85.7% in 2015, 24 of 28, 86%. 26 of 30 in 2016. Last year, not a great year, but he only had 19 attempts. 15 of 19, 78.9 and 75.9 this year. Where people are starting to question is by saying, look, you know, the last 2 years, this year and last year, have not been great. You know, below 80%, which is unacceptable. He's missed 2 PATs this year. He missed 2 last year, had more attempts last year, 35 of them total. This year he already has 29, but we don't know that total is going to go up by much. So he was a 94%. He's at 100% on PATs numerous times in his career. So, you know, do you have a concern about Mason Crosby at this point? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. KJ's in West Dallas. KJ, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Bill?
What's happening?
Everything. Hey, Mason Crosby thing. How old is he?
Mason Crosby is in his 30s. He's got to be
upper 30s.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's. I think he's 34. I think he's like 34 or 35.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? As a whole, Bill, the special teams have been god-awful for the Packers,
right,
other than the kicker. I think that the new regime, part of the new way with the Packers, might be that he will not be retained, and they're going to look maybe in the fifth or sixth, seventh round for somebody to replace him.
Well, if you look, though, you may be right, or they may bring somebody in to challenge him.
Yeah.
But if you look kicking around the league, it hasn't been good.
No. No, it hasn't been good as a whole throughout the league. That's why I think that they might kind of look towards the draft, you know, the later parts of the draft, because there aren't a lot of good kickers out there. I mean, you know, so I don't know if they're going to just cut bait with him. I don't know how they're going to work that out, but I just don't think that he's going to be part of the future much longer, especially since he was a McCarthy guy. You know, they may decide, the new head coach may come in and say, hey, what do we got in that area with the special teams?
Mm-hmm. You know, if you cut him, you save yourself $3.6 million next year.
Sure.
If you would cut him loose, you would owe him $1.25.
Yeah, well, that's not a lot, but I mean, you know, I don't think they're going to cut him per se, Bill. But I just don't think, you know, if he struggles, put it this way, if he struggles coming in the next year, the beginning of next year, they may go in another direction altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if the struggles continue, I can guarantee they're going to bring somebody in. KJ, appreciate it, pal. This is his biggest contract year, $5.25 million. Is what Mason's making this year. Next year he makes 4.85, but the dead cap space, if they should cut him, would only be a 1.25 hit. They would thus save $3.6 million on the salary cap. So if you get a young gun that comes in, you're probably paying him, you know, $800,000 or something like that. And, you know, you still got to pay somebody, but you would probably save about $2.5 million exchanging kickers in an older version, so to speak, for a younger one. So. But would you? Again, kicking in the National Football League has not been automatic and certainly has not been a for sure science this season by any stretch of the imagination. If you watch some of the kicking throughout the league, it's been bad, which is why if you're the Packers, you're hoping whatever he did some years ago, back when he was just, you know, really, really, really struggled. You know, that was the year that he went 21 of 33 back in 2012 and he was 63%. He came back the next year and was 89%. So the year that he had just all the problems, he then came back the next year and had the best year of his career after that. Remember, who was that? Brought in Tavecchio, I think it was, to kick against him. And, you know, Tavecchio's still in the league, by the way. I heard his name the other day. But it just, he just ended up getting his swing right and everything worked out. So I can guarantee they're going to have some competition there. But I don't know if you're ready to just toss him out. If his leg strength was going, you could maybe say, okay, he doesn't have leg strength, he doesn't have accuracy, but he's 34 years old, going to be 35. When is his birthday here? Let me see real quick. September 3rd. So he's not going to be 35 till going into next season. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Hey, my friends over at Newmount Medical Center, they want to remind you that, look, erectile dysfunction, it's real, caused by many different things, and there's a lot of stories out there about different pills that are coming to you in the mail that are going to be able to be picked up via your pharmacy, whatever. The pills don't get to the root of the problem, and in addition to that, they can have some nasty side effects. Go see the medical experts at Newmount Medical Center. That's Newmount Medical Center. Just call them, tell them we sent you. In addition to that, if you're over the age of 30, you could have some low T if you're feeling moody and sluggish and brain fog and no stamina in your life. You may want to give them a call. I did that, and now I've got all the energy in the world to stick with my crazy lifestyle, which today was a part of that. So if you haven't done that already and given them a call, you should. 414-455-4451. Or is this time of year starting to get you down, maybe up, in the weight department? You may want to call them for that as well. Call them 414-455-4451. They have the all-in-one weight loss program, and it's fantastic. Down over 50, keeping it off, feeling great, energized, feeling young again. Guys, call 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. Let's go to Chris in Milwaukee. Chris, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, I have a question regarding the Crosby thing.
Sure.
If he hadn't missed those the field goals earlier, see the five in the one game, missed the one in Seattle, and the one against Arizona, do you think McCarthy would still be employed?
That's a great question, for the fact that you would assume that had he made some of those kicks, they probably would have won some of those games. They wouldn't be sitting in the same situation they're in right now. And then in addition to that, McCarthy and company would have their jobs. Yeah, I do.
Because I was at the Seattle game, and that missed field goal in the beginning or earlier part of the game just ignited that stadium.
Yeah. No, I get it. He's got seven kicks that he's missed so far this year. Hey, had he made those kicks, and you win Detroit, you win the game this past weekend, you're looking at a completely different record, and you're still in the hunt. Yeah, Mike McCarthy still has his job.
Yeah, that's crazy because McCarthy was fighting to save him.
Yep. No, I get it. I completely get it. And McCarthy wanted him around. You know, he wanted him there. He kept him after that year in 2012 that went so far sideways, so to speak. Pardon the pun. He kept him. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure Mason Crosby feels extremely bad about the situation that he is in, that he's put his teammates in, and that he put the coaching staff in. No doubt about it. Appreciate the phone call. Let's do this. We'll take a break because when we come back, Dickie V! Dick Vitale is going to be joining us. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Why you wanna tell me how to live my life? Who are you to tell me if it's black or white? Mama, can you hear me try to...
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are always glad to talk college hoops. Got a lot of great college hoops stories in the state of Wisconsin right now. Have been in the past as well. And a guy that has seen more college basketball than I ever hoped to in my entire life. Because I love college basketball. This guy's been doing it, eating it, breathing it ever since I can remember. And to be honest with you, I got a chance to go to the Final Four down in Indianapolis years ago when Dick Bennett took the Badgers down there. And I went down there with CBS Sports. They put us in a hotel. I woke up one morning and I heard this guy, this voice. And I'm like, what is that? And I realized it was Dick Vitale. He was down the room. And the guy does more radio interviews and more talking than anybody. And I just had a chance to just sit here and listen through the walls for a little while. He now joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dick, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bill. I'm down in beautiful, sunny Florida. A little chilly down here today. Everybody's complaining. It's only a mere 65.
Oh, yeah. What we would do for 65.
I know.
Yeah. So tell me, because you got a book out. It's the Mount Rushmore of college basketball. And you started compiling this, I would assume it's the Rolodex within your mind, and then you start kind of making some notes on it. But you have seen the best of the best, the most incredible moments, the highest of highs in the sport that you absolutely positively love. So how hard was it to compile the Mount Rushmore of the best?
Well, you know, I had a great crew with me as well. I don't know if you know Weiss. Dick Weiss is a college hoops fanatic. He's an outstanding Hall of Fame writer as well. And along with Howie Schwab, research expert, we sat down and we knocked our brains out. And the one thing, Bill, we don't expect people to all agree, obviously. It's just a subjective feeling. And that's the beauty of it all. But I think the one thing the book does when we get great reviews is the fact that it takes you down memory lane. It brings you back to the days of thinking about some of the great teams. You think about Dean Smith's teams with Michael Jordan, Ralph Sampson, Virginia. You go down and you think about some of the great players that have played, Christian Leitners and the Patrick Ewings. And that's what we tried to do. And we got in the book the four best coaches, four best point guards, four best scoring guards, four best coaches in March, all different categories. And I think the people will like it. And the biggest thing I like, Bill, is that every dollar from the sale of the book that I would make is going for kids battling cancer. And to me, there's nothing more important than trying to help kids at this stage of my life. Very proud that we have Bo Ryan 1 year we honored at one of my galas. He's one of the guys. And we've raised now, my gala, $25.3 million so far for kids. And we hope to do another $4 million this year. We're honoring Dabo Sweeney, Chris Fowler, Avery Johnson, Holly Rowe, and Lee Corso. We'll sell out over 900 people. We're hoping to get Guard with us to join us as well this year.
That is awesome. It's just, it's great that you can capitalize in that particular way and take your name and put it behind an incredibly worthy cause. Dick, I got to ask you, because when I'm starting to read the book, what in your mind makes a great college basketball coach? Because you go beyond just wins and losses.
Well, you know, I think when you think about a coach, it's number one, you got to define the ability to get the most out of your people. I think that is the key. I think great coaches, Bill, you've been around the game. You've been at a pro level with the Packers as well. You understand that the great coaches have the ability to hide liabilities that players possess, but they capitalize on the strengths they possess and be able to get the most out of them. I mean, there are some great coaches that don't win, like guys who win big, because maybe they don't have the resources. You know, it's not an equal field when you talk about the collegiate level in a way. I mean, I remember one time vividly, John Calipari. He was coaching Massachusetts. And he comes up to me at a Final Four, and I mean, he was upset. So I heard you the other day, Dickie V, talk about the five greatest coaches, the unbelievable Rolls-Royce superstar coaches. He said, come on, man, give me a break. He said, and you should know better because you coached at the University of Detroit where your phone budget wasn't as big as Michigan's, but your budget wasn't as big as Michigan's phone budget. And I was stunned, you know, when he said that, and I could see him being upset. And I said, you know what? I thought about that when I walked away. And I said, how true that is, because it's not fair. I mean, certain guys, it comes down, when you talk about college basketball, recruiting, you got to get players. Mm-hmm. Without players, you don't win. But then you got to handle the egos of those players, and that's what separated the John Woodens, the Mike Krzyzewskis, the big-time winners, the ability to get the players who was number one option all through high school going to be a number four option. So there's certain criteria you look at a coach. I think, though, it comes down to the ability to get the most out of your talent.
And then there's the talent portion of it. You start going through the best of the point guards, shooting guards, forwards, centers. For what you've had a chance to see, there's been so many standout players. I would not even begin to know how to separate. Obviously, there's some truly great that you can go right to the top of the list. And after that, there is so much good talent that you've had a chance to witness over the years.
Oh, my God. You got it so right. That's it's the fun of me. You know, I all started this when I grew up as a kid in New Jersey. My mom and dad, they had a fifth-grade education. They had a doctorate of love, and each of them had nine brothers and sisters. And on Sunday, my mother would make breakfast and have all the bagels and the donuts and the coffee and the juice out. And a lot of my uncles, after Mass, I would go to church. After Mass, would come over to the house, and they would come over. And the debates would start. They were fanatical. I mean, absolute, just super, super sports fans. And the debates would start living in New Jersey, right near the Washington Bridge, basically 20 minutes away. And, hey, I think my Uncle Tom would scream, are you kidding me? I think Duke Snyder's the best center fielder of all. Come on, man, number four, the Dodgers. And my Uncle Mike would scream, God, Tom, you don't know anything. Are you kidding me? He can't hold the Mick shoes. Mickey Mantle is the best. And then my other uncle would scream, take those two guys, give me a break. They can't play with the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays. And then my father would jump in and he would say, take all those guys, forget about it. He said, the only guy in the Hall of Fame who never made a great catch because he was always waiting for the ball was the Yankee Clipper, Joe DiMaggio. And that, and I would jump in, and I'd have so much fun doing that. And that's what this is about. I don't expect. I picked the four best coaches, right? Krzyzewski, Knight, and certainly Dean Smith. I think those three are automatic. And I had people the other day going crazy, though, on Twitter. They're ripping me left and right about, how could that guy, he must be getting senile. How could he have the top four coaches and not have John Wooden? Well, if they read the front of the book, and I put up a tweet, if you learn to read and look at the front of the book, it tells you specifically right there, yeah. It's my 40 years. John Wooden did not coach in my 40 years.
Yeah, No, I get it. And that's what I read that as well. And I thought, because I saw Roy Williams there, and I said, and I was thinking the exact same thing. And then I went back and read it and looked at exactly what you were saying. So, no, hey, look, I get it. I understand where you're coming from. You've seen, you're doing it by what you've actually witnessed. And that's what I like about it. And Dick, it's a tremendous book. So when you talk about all the great moments, and is there a great, and this was one question I had a listener say, ask you, because I think it's legitimate. Out of all the great moments, is there one kid or coach that you've seen that wasn't the greatest, but had one of the most memorable moments that you think that's what this sport is all about?
Well, my friend, we've had so many great, great guys. I think about, for example, Rolly Massimino pitched
yes.
that perfect game against Georgetown. Was incredible. So, I mean, Georgetown, heavy favorites, second half, they hardly missed any shots, and to see the joy and the jubilation. What about my buddy Jimmy V?
Right.
I mean, nobody gave them a chance. That moment was always special to me, because at the press conference, that was the first game I was ever assigned by ESPN to go to and to work, and it was in 1983. Network started in 79. So I go there in 83, and there I am sitting at the press conference after the national title next to Jimmy's father, Rocco. And he was like, unbelievable. Jimmy was just had the beady at the palm of his hand, one-liners flying. And Rocco leaned over to me. He says, Bob, that's my boy. I can see how proud he was of that moment. And those are things I'll remember all my life. You know, Wisconsin, I'm going to remember all my life, Bill. All my life, because the first game I ever did in the history, and it was the first game in the history of ESPN in terms of major college basketball, on December 5, 1979, I walked into Chicago for DePaul versus Wisconsin. It was Bill Cofield. He had the great player Matthews, whose son now plays in the NBA, and it was against the number one team, DePaul, with Aguirre, certainly Ray Myers on a sideline. And that was my day where I thought, to be honest with you, I'd be there for maybe 3 weeks to be back coaching on a collegiate level. 40 years later, I can't believe it. I pitched myself. I was telling Rick Pitino earlier today, I was on a podcast with him. I said, I can't believe this is 40 years. Not only is it 40 years, I'm going to have Tuesday night, I'm getting inducted into the National Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and it'll be a special moment for me up in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it so special is that I've never considered myself, you're a broadcaster. Guys I work with, the play-by-play guys, they're broadcasters. They know how to get in and out. I'm just a jock, man. Somebody gave me a microphone and said, talk about the game you love. I'm getting in with guys like Bob Costas and Jim Nantz and Mary Carrillo. Those are broadcasters. They're journalists. They understand all that. Me, what am I? I give an opinion. You may like it. You may not like it. But I have an opinion. I have a lot of fun. And all I know is some people want to try it because it's worked. I'm in 14 Hall of Fames. And I can't run, jump, shoot. And I got a body by Linguini.
Hey, Dick, I'm going to give you one memory and see if you remember this. I'm talking about the exact same Final Four because I've been to plenty of them. But I'll never forget it. It involved Wisconsin, but if Wisconsin had gotten knocked out, Michigan State and Florida, Michigan State was struggling a little bit, and I'll never forget this, and I said it changed the tide of that game because Wisconsin fans never left. If you remember, it was that quadrant inside that dome, and you had half green on one side and half red still on the other. And the smartest thing I thought was Michigan State ever did was at halftime coming out, instead of playing their fight song, they played On Wisconsin. And Wisconsin
wow.
fans went crazy. And from that point on, the energy, the momentum, everything shifted. Because remember, the North Carolina fans had left. So it was just a small quadrant of Florida fans. And that entire side of the place went Big Ten and went crazy. And to this day, I will say Wisconsin fans were responsible for Tom Izzo winning that championship.
Wow, you better make sure that Tom knows that. I'll tell you what, I did not know that. That's a great, great story.
That was fantastic. It gives me goosebumps to this day.
Wow. On Wisconsin, give a lot of people some goosebumps.
Dick, it's a great book. I appreciate you joining us. It's called Dick Vitale's Mount Rushmore of College Basketball. It's a great read. It's great pictures. It's great stories. And more so, it would make a great stocking stuffer. Throw it under the tree. Any basketball fan in your life, you got to get this thing. Dick Vitale's Mount Rushmore of College Basketball. Dick, it is always a pleasure to chat with you. I'm glad you're doing better, my friend. Last time we were supposed to talk, I know you were a little under the weather, but I'm glad you're back. You're feeling good. And congratulations on being inducted
really
in the Hall of Fame.
One thing I want to make sure they know is every dollar I would make is going for kids battling cancer. Through the Beat Foundation. They can get an autographed copy, if they like, of my book. Just go to DickVitaleOnline.com. They can also get the book at Amazon.com. But at DickVitaleOnline.com, they'll get an autographed copy. And it's really doing well, so I'm really excited. But most of all, I am excited because I want to help kids battle cancer. That's my number one goal now to my last breath.
Dick, it is always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. You stay well, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Who's got the Packers job? You would know.
You know what? I don't know. But I tell you what, with your energy, we keep talking about the team coming out flat. With your energy, I'd give you the energy portion of it and then find you to get somebody to do the X's and O's.
All right, buddy. Got to get a T.O., baby.
All right, baby. Talk to you soon. There you go. Dick Vitale joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. They've been doing it 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Terrific, terrific, terrific guy in Dick Vitale. And again, the book, Dick Vitale's Mount Rushmore of College Basketball, breaks it entirely down. The solid gold primetime performers from his four decades at ESPN with Dick Weiss, Howie Schwab, Bob Bryan, they're all in there. And you can go ahead and get that copy of the book. I think it's like $10.99 for a book. If you want an autographed copy, again, go to DickVitaleOnline.com, and you can get the autographed copy there. And all the proceeds go towards kids battling cancer. Good stuff. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now a green and gold update. Here's Mike Clemens.
More roster moves for the Packers. Defensive back Kevin King will finish the season again on IR. King played by a hamstring injury. In two seasons, Kevin King will have appeared in only 15 games out of a possible 32. Backup running back Trey Carson also placed on IR after suffering a rib injury a few weeks ago. The team claimed Raiders defensive lineman Fadal Brown and former Badgers defensive back Natrell Jamerson from the Texans. Interim head coach Joe Philbin asked about his decision to fire longtime McCarthy assistant Winston Moss after Moss tweeted out that Aaron Rodgers and everyone else in the building needs to be held more accountable.
It's important, obviously, that everybody's on the same page, that we're all moving forward in the same direction. As you know, Winston's an excellent football coach. I've known him a long time. Respect him. He's an excellent, outstanding family man. So it wasn't an easy decision, but I just didn't feel like the fit right now was where it needs to be, and so came to that decision.
On Sunday, Joe Philbin, who's been an offensive coordinator and NFL head coach, will be the play caller for Aaron Rodgers when the Packers host the Falcons. Philbin asked, when's the last time he actually called plays during a regular season game?
It's been a while. Trying to think. Might have been in about 20 years, maybe. I think it was at Northeastern, if I'm not mistaken.
Aaron Rodgers asked if he's ready for a different voice in his radio helmet other than Mike McCarthy.
Well, I've been translating Pittsburgh for a long time, so I think I'll be able to figure out his East Coast dialect a little.
That's Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Michael Show on the air. Terrific to hear from Dick Vitale. By the way, I got one here from my buddy Steve, who says, you were telling me about the game with Yon Wisconsin. It was the national title game. It was Dick Bennett's last year when they went to the Final Four down in Indianapolis. And I kind of told the story that I was in the hotel. I had gotten a credential through CBS Sports. We were affiliated with CBS and Westwood One and some other entities at the time, and they credentialed me and they said, look, you can work for, you know, the radio station in Milwaukee, but would you do some stuff for us as well? And I said, yeah, you know, I'd love to, you know. So I went down, and everybody has pep rallies and everything, and I'm in the hotel, and I hear on one side of me is Bonnie Bernstein. She was staying, like, if you're coming out of my door, she was off to the left. and it was like 6 or 7 in the morning, and I didn't have to get up early that day. And I hear the next door, and I'm thinking somebody's getting killed. And then I realized it was Dick Vitale. He was in the room next to me, and he's doing radio interviews nonstop that morning. And this was the Friday before the national title game. It was Friday night. Before the semifinal game. And so anyway, long story short, I went to the Badger pep rally that Friday night, and Dickie V was there and everything, and the Badgers get knocked out. They ended up getting beat by Florida, I think. So anyway, it's Florida and Michigan State in the final game, but I wanted to stay for the national title game. And Michigan State was struggling, but it was across from us were the auxiliary stands. And on one side, it was divided right down the middle. It was all red, a sea of red. The Badger fans never left. Where the North Carolina fans were, they were gone. And then there was the Michigan State fans. And Judd Heathcote was about 10 rows up, sitting right in the end, thumbs up to Tom Izzo, the whole thing. And then out comes Michigan State at half, and they played a little snippet of their fight song for a second, and then they went into On Wisconsin. And Wisconsin fans went nuts. I'll never forget that. To this day, it gives me goosebumps. And I firmly believe that swung all the momentum into Michigan State's favor, and from then on, they went on to win a national title under Tom Izzo. It was an incredible experience. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Going to come back. Got a lot to talk about. Talk some Packers football and such when we get back. What do you think about Mason Crosby? Huh? More of the Bill Michaels Show after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.